I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. W. Kamau Bell is host of the show United Shades of America on CNN, the author of the new book, The Awkward Thoughts of W. Kamau Bell, the host of three podcasts, and star of the stand-up special and comedy album Semi-Prominent Negro. He'll bring his stand-up comedy show to the Holt Center in Eugene on Friday, May 19th, and he's with me from CNN in New York. Thanks for taking a few minutes today, Kamau.
That's right, where every comic is hangs out, CNN in New York City.
Well, would you agree that awkwardness is an underrated thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think we experience a lot of awkwardness in our lives, but generally when we experience awkwardness, we're taught to run from it. Awkwardness makes you feel stupid or makes you feel like unsafe or unsure. And I've learned in my life, the best thing you do is run straight through it, you know, because ultimately if you sort of lean into the awkwardness, you're learning something about yourself and also the situation you're in or the person you're talking to. So in my life, I've gotten smarter when I've leaned into the awkwardness.
Are there particular awkward conversations that, say, you and I should be having at this point?
Well, I don't know you that well, but certainly I think that all of us as Americans need to be having more direct conversation about what's going on in this country and really get out of the whole electoral politics game and talk about like the issues behind these things.
You've distinguished racism from prejudice in previous times. Can you talk a little bit more about what that distinction is for you?
For me, prejudice is just a feeling in your head of like, I don't know if I trust this or I have these thoughts about this. Racism is some sense of acting out those feelings. If a Chinese person says I hate a black person, well, that's prejudice. Or if a black person says I hate a white person, that's prejudice. But racism has to have power behind it, where your hate stops groups of people from getting jobs or getting better schools or sends more people of a certain group to prison. That's really the big differences about power. Prejudice, we all walk through the streets with lots of thoughts in our head, but we don't all have a system of support behind us to enact those thoughts.
How do you go about finding humor within topics as difficult as these?
I know, right now I'm like, am I a comedian? I'm having a lot of interviews right now, and it's like at the end of the interview, I'm like, am I really a comedian? Doesn't feel like it. I think the thing, the humor comes from frustration. Even Seinfeld said, if you're angry, something funny is happening. So I always know that, like, even if I feel sort of depressed about the things when I'm talking about them off stage, by the time I go on stage and talk about them, I will figure out some way to make them funny due to the pressure of the fact that I'm on stage doing stand-up comedy. So humor is about a disconnect between what you expect and what's actually happening. That's all around us, and right now I think we're all experiencing that disconnect, and some of us are experiencing the anxiety, and I sort of use it to channel humor.
Talk about a couple of those moments in disconnect in terms of filming United Shades of America.
I did the second episode of the season is in Chicago. We talk about gang violence, and I grew up in Chicago and graduated from high school in Chicago, so people assume, oh, you must know about all that culture. You must have grown up in a neighborhood where you had to join a gang, and blah, blah, blah. That wasn't my life. There's this idea that every black person in Chicago is in a gang or has been affected by gang violence, and that wasn't my life. You know, as much as people from the outside just see us as a bunch of black dudes talking to each other, from the inside, we're very different. And I was worried that they wouldn't want to talk to me and open themselves up to me, but they were very open. I was prejudiced against these dudes because they're in gangs, or whatever I've been told that means. But once I sat down and talked to them, that stuff quickly went away. And that's what we got to learn, is you got to learn to let go of your prejudices when you get information that counteracts what you assumed.
I respect so much the courage you've had in diving into some of those segments of population that it's not safe to go in. I mean, I know it's not safe in the world in general, and in America, a lot less safe just to be black than it is to be white. But talking to the Ku Klux Klan, how did you approach the Klan to even make that happen in the first place?
Well, luckily, that's one of those times when it's good to have a lot of white guys on staff. We had white producers who had to have phone calls with the Klan, and they had to listen to what the Klan was saying and sort of pretend to go along with it, because they were like, oh, yeah, uh-huh, black people this. So can we meet on Friday, like we said? Is that still available to you? So it's like they had to really do a lot of heavy lifting and legwork. You know, a lot of people put in a lot of work in all these episodes to make it really easy on me to roll out of the van and just sort of walk over and start talking to people. People want to be on TV, but they don't want to be taken advantage of on TV, and the Klan kind of had to know on some level, we're going on CNN with a black guy who's a comedian. We know he doesn't agree with us, but they wanted to put their viewpoints out there because I think they think that if enough people see them, they will win more people to their side. We disagree on that. Having said that, when we recorded that episode with the Klan, we weren't even ready for the election yet, and there was no sense that President Trump was coming. So a lot of people are like, why would you focus on them? And now we look up not that long later, and many of the Klan's greatest hits of horrible ideas are in the White House.
What else do you want people here in Eugene to know about the experience they're going to have when they come join you at the Holt Center?
that I'm going to really speak directly to what's going on in this country, but it's going to be a good time. And if it's not funny, then it's not going to work. Come for a group catharsis, and afterwards we'll hug it out. You know, come for the comedy, stay for the hugs.
W. Kamau Bell, who'll bring his stand-up comedy show to the Holt Center in Eugene on Friday, May 19th. For more information on his new book, The Awkward Thoughts of W. Kamau Bell, his CNN series, United Shades of America, and his podcasts, wkamaubell.com. Also see healthcenter.org for tickets to his Eugene show. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.